Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, good. You are so nice. We haven't talked since Bras for the Cause not that long ago, but wow. You did did pretty well.
What a night. We raised over $101,000 for the foundation at Hunt Regional Hospital, and very excited about that.
That's just, it's phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that $100,000 then enables them to do what kinds of things?
Most of it, will be used for cancer patients, in the idea of the mobile mammography unit, which allows women in Hunt County to get the mammograms that perhaps they have. We still know that 65% of the women in Hunt County that are of the proper age are not getting them. So this helps go out and reach those people. And then, of course, helping cancer patients who have already been diagnosed and are undergoing treatment with the services through Janice's Closet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were over there. My daughter and I and a friend of hers were over there that evening. It's just a very festive there's nothing else quite like it.
It's not. It's fun. It's silly. It's just flat magic in downtown Greenville for one night. Everybody that comes is absolutely amazed at that.
And then, of course, now that was the same night that the Texan Theater opened, the remodeling of the Texan Theater. They had their play.
Right. And I actually went later that weekend, and it is perfectly gorgeous inside. I went to see The Odd Couple and loved it. You know, it's going to be a neat experience. Wonderful for Greenville.
Well, the woman who has done that project, who's behind that project, is Barbara Horan, who grew up in Greenville, and she's a little bit younger than you and I are. But I did go in there that night myself. I did not go to the play, but I got to walk into the theater. And it never looked like that.
No, it didn't. It was a pretty shabby place when we were kids, although in the dark you couldn't see that.
Right, but I mean, she's gone far beyond just bringing it back to what it was, and it's gone.
Well, there were always the rumors about the fact that the stage was up there behind the screen, and now she's exposed the stage, which was actually the old original stage from the King Opera House. So it's the stage itself is over 100 years old. Mm. And to see that building now being repurposed for and getting a whole new life is just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And in fact, another event coming up that it will be there is the Bob Wills Fiddle Contest.
And we're going to talk about that.
Right.
It is. I will say for Greenville, it's a little upscale. So
it is. I think that as she goes forward, in fact, Elvis is going to be there himself in a few weeks, and that event is not as expensive. I think it's $30 a ticket.
Well, we're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, where we are, as we speak, we are, of course, well into October, and Halloween events are upon us.
Right. And, you know, there's several, obviously people are going to want decorations and fun already in the early stages, and there's several pumpkin patches in the area. I know there's a large one actually in Greenville at Wesley United Methodist Church that the youth always do every year. And they're up and running and beautiful display of pumpkins there. If you want something a little more country-like, you can head south on Highway 69 about 8 miles and you'll come to Katy Farms. And for the next 2 weekends, they will be having their annual pumpkin festival. And it's all day Saturday and then Sunday afternoons. And there's pumpkins and there's, you know, just it's a little more, you know, of a country atmosphere and a little more fun. So you've got those. You've also got on evening weekends, weekend evenings. Let me get that right. You've got the Greenville Rotary Club's Haunted House downtown in the old haunted landmark, which is the old you and I both know is the old post office.
Yes.
Down there years ago.
Which is another building that's been brought back.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And they've taken over the basement of that. And it is lots of fun to go down and go tour the haunted house there. Yeah. And they'll be doing that this weekend and then Halloween weekend as well. And I understand they're going to be doing it actually, even though it'll be November 1st, they're going to be doing it on that Saturday night as well.
Okay. Now, you touched on the Bob Wills Fiddle Contest, and that is taking place the weekend. There's several events that go with that, but that's weekend of October 31st and November 1st.
Yes, and that's going to be wild and fun and crazy in downtown Greenville. Friday night, you've got the kickoff of the Bob Wills Fiddle Contest. You've also got Halloween on the square, which will be, you know, up around the courthouse square. So you'll have all the trick-or-treaters, but that'll be over early. Then you've got the Bob Wills. There's a concert that's kicking off that's actually sort of a reenactment of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. After that, there's going to be a street dance, that, because with Western swing music, you just have to dance. So there'll be that. Then on Saturday and Sunday, they'll actually have the fiddle contest. And then Saturday night, there is a big concert at the Municipal Auditorium that is the Time Jumpers, which is a phenomenal...
This is Vince Gill's group.
Well, he doesn't like it to be said with that, but he will be on the stage.
He's one of them.
He says, I'm just a member of the band.
Right.
Also that day, Saturday, November 1st, there's a car show in downtown Greenville.
Wow, a lot going on, huh?
Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful.
And then Christmas right after that. So.
I know, and I'll have all kinds of events to share with everybody about that.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.